not disturbing all these things to the monkeys and crows. When Yashoda was about to catch Krishna, at once crows and monkeys fled away. And Krishna, oh, mother has come. And when he peeped here, he saw that mother is about to. He jumped from the pokhal and fled away in the Rajmarga. Rajmarga?
Road.
King Road. King Road. Krishna thought that my mother will not come because she always lives in Parda. She is very shameful. She cannot come out because Brajvasi are going and coming. But Yashoda thought that all have gone already. There are none to walk here. So he ran after Krishna, and after that she caught him. It is to be explained so beautiful what is explained in Radha Damodar.
Thank you. outwardly look like Vaishnava, but is engaged deeply in Vishaya, material things, he is called Vaishnava Praya. Just like father and uncle of Das Goswami, Ratna Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar, they call Vaishnava Praya. Another word is Vishaya Praya. He look like materialistic, but his inner mood is too much faith, too much attachment for Krishna. It is called Vishaya Praya. As for example, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who was at first Vishwanu Maharaj in Brajalila. Outwardly look like a materialistic here. His cloth is very opulence, yes. Very opulence, his very much full of opulence. And he take battle leaf, and he use golden pot, everything golden, and just like one king, emperor. When he heard the slope, Aho Gakiyam and Varha Bidam, he became fell down from his bed and rolling on the earth. He can't check himself. He is so attached with Krishna. But outwardly he look like a materialistic. It is called Vishaya Praya. So parents of Das Goswami, they are Vaishnava Praya. Outwardly they look like Vaishnava, but internally they are materialistic. Mahaprabhu want to meet with Mahaprabhu. So he's thinking, when Mahaprabhu take renounce order and came Santipur because Nityananda Prabhu cheat him. After taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu want to go Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu promised Sachi Mata that I shall take your son and surely meet with you. So Nityananda Prabhu is Guru Tattva. If Gurudev want everything, he can do everything. If Supreme God want anything and Gurudev want his opposite thing, then Krishna fulfilled, bound to fulfill Gurudev's desire. So here Nityananda Prabhu is Guru and God both. But in shape of Gurudev, he promised to Sachi Mata, Mata Sachi Devi, that I shall meet Mahaprabhu with you. So Mahaprabhu bound to meet with Sachi Mata, according to Shanti Prabhu, according to Nityananda Prabhu's word.
Nityananda promised to meet
Shanti Prabhu. Sachi Devi, then I shall meet Mahaprabhu with you. So Mahaprabhu cheated by Nityananda Prabhu and came Shantipur. And at that time, Mahaprabhu stayed there 10 days, and Sachi Mata used to cook and feed him Mahaprabhu every day. Because he tell everybody that another time you can time for feeding everything, but I have no time because I am in old age. So everybody agreed with her proposal and give him chance for cooking, for feeding everything. When Das Goswami came to know that Mahaprabhu has come in Shantipur, then Das Goswami came and stayed there 7 days. First meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shantipur. And second meeting, when Mahaprabhu went desired to go to Vrindavan, that first time Mahaprabhu came up to Karainarsala. When returned from Karainarsala to Nilachal, through Shantipur Mahaprabhu went there. Second time at Shantipur, Das Goswami meet with Mahaprabhu. The second time. At last, Das Goswami meet with Mahaprabhu at Nilachal. Third time meeting. But somebody's idea that no, Mahaprabhu, Das Goswami meet with Mahaprabhu only 2 times. At Shantipur and Nilachal. But Srila Kaviraj Goswami explain here, no, he meet third time. And when before meeting at Nilachal, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu came at Panihati, University of Bengal near Calcutta, and Das Goswami came here, came that place to see Nityananda Prabhu lotus feet. Nityananda Prabhu seeing him addressing, oh thief, why? If anybody take another thing without his permission, he is thief. As for example, Lalit Mohan has one guitar. If I take this guitar without his permission, then I am thief. But Das Goswami, he has never steal anything from Nityananda Prabhu. Why Nityananda addressing him, oh thief, why? What is its cause? What is its mysterious? because Mahaprabhu is heart and soul of Nityananda Prabhu, and Mahaprabhu is great wealth of Nityananda Prabhu. So without taking permission of Nityananda Prabhu, Das Goswami want to meet Mahaprabhu and want mercy for Mahaprabhu without Nityananda's permission. So Nityananda Prabhu addressing him, thief, thief, thief. That means Mahaprabhu is my wealth. Without my permission, why you want to meet Mahaprabhu? Why you want his mercy? So you are great thief. If any thief steal something and policeman took him, catch him, then give some punishment. So Das Goswami cut by Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu give me, must be give some punishment. What kind of punishment? Nityananda Prabhu punishing him that there is so many devotees with me, so you have to feed all of them. Then Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, according to order of Nityananda Prabhu, Das Goswami managed prasad for all of them. When Nityananda Prabhu offering prasad, then Mahaprabhu manifest their bodily and take prasad. So many devotees saw him. So Mahaprabhu, Das Goswami meet with him third time. Mahaprabhu give him some instruction that be quiet, return your home, don't be mad. Because in first stage, everybody don't want to leave Gurudev and Vaishnavas and God, everything. He thought, if I return from here, then my heart will be broken. Just like Das Goswami don't want to leave. He thought, if I leave Mahaprabhu, then my heart will be broken. What shall I do? Das Goswami was ready to leave Mahaprabhu's lotus feet at Shantipur. But Mahaprabhu ordered him, no, you have to go. But Mahaprabhu instructing him, how? You return your home and you always thinking Krishna. If you have to think Krishna, you have to think Vaishnava and Gurudev, other than you could not think Krishna. So you have to think Vaishnava, Gurudev and God's associates. So if you engage your mind, remembering, chanting, hearing, then your mind will never be divisive. Because they are not materialistic, they are eternal. When you think about them, then their heart will, your heart will never be broken and your heart will be always full of joy. So, according to advice of Srimad Mahaprabhu, Das Goswami returned to home and according to Mahaprabhu's order, he is doing so. So, he never unhappy. And Mahaprabhu told him, don't show everybody your renounce. Your renounce will be inside, but outwardly you will do everything. When time will come, Krishna will rescue you from this world. If anybody show everybody that I am a great renounce person, then his heart will be dry. He could not achieve Krishna fame. So, renounce will be sure, but in hidden way, none can understand that I am a great renounce person. But never show anybody that I have renounced. If you show anybody that I have renounced, then your heart will be dry. So, don't show anybody you renounce. You have to do everything accordingly. But don't be a materialistic. But yet you have to check yourself. If you show everybody you renounce, this is just like monkeys. So Mahaprabhu called him, addressing this Markad Vairagya, monkeys renounce. He never built any house, never cultivated, nothing else, but yet he is full of enjoyment. So if you do so, seeing you, another will be deficient and you will be deficient. So it is great hypocrisy. When Das Goswami want to leave his native village, his parents and everybody knows he want to leave his native village. So his pita, his father and auntie appoint 11 watchmen for watching him. So he could not come out. If he go here and there, two or three always go with him. So he can go, leaving all of them. If he want going somewhere, they will catch him. So he is thinking, how I shall leave off these things? One day, his Gurudev and their priest, Jadunathan Acharya, came into their house early in the morning, about Mangalar the time, and told Raghunath, "Oh Raghunath, my servant is not coming. He leave my duties service, he went away. Please make him understand and send to him in my house." Dasa replied, "Yes, no problem." So he is coming with his Gurudev, talking with each other. So nobody suspects him, where he is going. Everybody is thinking that he is going with his Gurudev, no problem. So when he came out, came from the clutches of their servant and prayed to his lotus feet, Jadunathan Acharya, "Oh Gurudev, if I return back from here, I shall go to his house, I shall send him. Because Dasa Goswami is Jamindar, they are bound to obey his order." Dasa Goswami went and tell him, "Why you leave worship of Gurudev's duties? Go immediate." Then he immediately went there and sending him, Dasa Goswami flying away from that place, Jagannath Puri. At that time, one can go Jagannath Puri from Adisaptagram to Jagannath Puri within 30 days. But Dasa Goswami reached there within 12 days. And he don't go direct way. Because if he will go direct way, then servant will search him. They will come in this way with horses and with elephant, they will take him. So he leave this way, direct way and go jungle way. And out of this 12 days, he take prasad only 3 days. No time. And he meet with Mahaprabhu at Nilachal. And Mahaprabhu offered him a lotus hand of Sarup Damodar. Yes, hand of her, Sarup Damodar. Dasa Goswami, direct Rupa Sri Mahaprabhu, why? If Dasa Goswami ask anything direct Mahaprabhu, then he disorder of Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu hand of her, Dasa Goswami, the lotus hand of Sarup Damodar. So Dasa Goswami used to ask through Govinda, his personal assistant, or Sarup Damodar. Because if he used through them, then he give honor to Govinda, his personal assistant of Mahaprabhu, and who is very near to dear of Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar. So he honored both of them. So Mahaprabhu is more satisfied. If I want to serve God, God will not be so satisfied. If I serve God through Guru and Vaishnava, then God will be more satisfied. So Dasa Goswami teaches us. So he asks everything through Govinda, through Sarup Damodar. Then Dasa Goswami, Sarup Damodar's mercy and Govinda's mercy will bestow on him, and Mahaprabhu's mercy will fully bestow on him. So he give honor all of them and Mahaprabhu also. This line. But somebody don't want to follow this principle. Gurudev is saying, please ask them. If they can reply, then you can come me. But some Vaishnavas also, they don't care it. Gurudev telling him again and again, yet he asking Gurudev. Then he thought that all of them bogus person, they know nothing. So I shall ask Gurudev directly everything, then it is not proper way. At first when Dasa Goswami reached the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, then his parents sent some servant and some money for his management. But Dasa Goswami rejected. But Mahaprabhu ordered him, "Oh Raghunath, you take Mahaprasad at first offering me, so I shall take Prasad also." So Dasa Goswami used to invite Mahaprabhu, at first offering Mahaprabhu, after Mahaprabhu's Prasad, he take Mahaprasad, remnant of Mahaprabhu. After 3-4 days, he thought his parents are busy. If materialistic, if I take of them, then my mind will be malice. So it is not proper way. So give up them. One day Mahaprabhu asking Govinda, Oh Govinda, why you are not inviting me in or more? Then Govinda replied, now he is rejecting everything. He thought if I take besides thing, then my mind will be malice that I can't remember Krishna properly. So reject them. Then Mahaprabhu became satisfied. Oh, he has done marvelous thing. Because who is a renounced person, he will beg door to door and maintain his life. If anybody wants to go here and there for only for his pudding, then he will be controlled by his senses, he never gets Krishna. Das Goswami Mahaprabhu direct Krishna karte the. Kintu Sarup Damodar kya Govinda ke madhyam se kiye kare phir bhi mera bhakta mein tumhara hai maha das Goswami never asked direct anything to direct Mahaprabhu. He asked through Govinda Sarup Damodar. One day he asked Sarup Damodar Prabhu, why Mahaprabhu take out me from my house? What is his motto? What is Mahaprabhu's motto? Why he take out from my house? Then Sarup Damodar prayed to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar Prabhu, Govinda Prabhu and so many Vaishnavas was present there. Then Mahaprabhu became smiling and told Raghunathas Goswami that I hand over you the lotus hand of Sarup Damodar. If you want to ask anything, you can ask Sarup Damodar. You can ask everything from Sarup Damodar, which I don't know, he knows everything. Then Mahaprabhu is Supreme God, he is Almighty, Omnipotent, Omniscient. He knows nothing. Why is saying that which Das was Sarup Damodar knows, I don't know. There is some lack. Must be sure in Mahaprabhu's heart. How is Supreme God? How is Omniscient? It will be reconciled. We have to reconcile it. How? Srimad Mahaprabhu is Supreme God Himself and Vishaya Vigraha and Sarup Damodar Ashaya Vigraha. Sarup Damodar know how to please Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu don't know how to please Himself. Because one Vaishnava, one servant of Gurudev know how to please Gurudev, but Gurudev don't know fully how he will satisfy. So Mahaprabhu told him, then you can ask everything from him, he knows everything. It is not lack of Mahaprabhu's heart. As for example, when Krishna was in Rajamandal, when he was in Rajamandal, he is still everywhere. Sometimes still butter, sometimes still another heart, everything. But he was so expert. So he want to test Radhika's mood, so he steal Radhika's mood and his glazing. So Mahaprabhu glazing of his body, that means Kanti, and his mood. Stealing two things came in this world in shape of Mahaprabhu and test Radhika's mood. But it's not lack of Krishna's heart. So he has the same process, not lack of Mahaprabhu's heart. So yet Mahaprabhu saying, yet you want to say something, want to hear something from my lotus feet, then I am telling you. Gramma katha na sunye, gramma vartana kahibe. Don't tell gramma katha. Gramma katha means, if any male and female, they are maintaining their sansar with his son and daughter, they talking each other some word, it is called gramma katha. Accepting the characteristic of Hari Guru and Vaishnavas, pastime of Guru, Vaishnava and Hari, other than this thing, everything is Gramma Katha. But when we meet each other, who are bound, conditioned soul, they bound to discuss something about Gramma Katha. So I am conditioned soul, it is full in my mind, so I am requesting all of you, let us speak, please mercy on me, that I can remove myself from this Gramma Katha. Only Vaishnava can help me from free from all these clutches. So you are all Vaishnava, so I am requesting all of you. Bhala khaiga bhala koribe. Don't take delicious food. And don't dress yourself with opulence dress. But don't torn also. Don't torn dress. Neat and clean, not so valuable dress like so. and Omani Mahatma Yakshanam Sadalabe. You have to give honor everybody and don't desire that everybody will honor me. And always take Krishna. And you serve Radha and Krishna by your mind. How? According to the advice of Guru and Vaishnavas, if you could not serve Radha and Krishna directly, if you not stay Vrindavan all time, and where you stay, you think that I am in Vrindavan, you have seen Vrindavan, then you have seen Gurudev, you have seen Vaishnavas, you have think like so, and you have to serve Radha and Krishna by mind. Then Bhagavad is saying here also that I am telling all these things in brief. You have to know all these things in details of Sarva Damodar. So after that, so many things is here about Das Goswami. So today's time is over, so we shall discuss all these things tomorrow again.
Gramma kata na sunibe, gramma batta na koibe. ভালো না খাইবে আর ভালো না পড়িবে, অনুরোধ হয়ে কৃষ্ণ নাম সদা লবে, ব্রজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ সেবা মানুষে করিবে। এই তো সংক্ষেপে আমি কইল উপদেশ, স্বরূপে ঠাইয়া পাবে সবিশেষ। হ্যার গিভিং অ্যান আনাদার ফার্স্ট গিভিং মর্কট বই রাখবো না করে রকম দেখাইয়া, দ্যাট ইজ গিভিং
about don't leave your don't be over enthusiastic, don't make an external show. The time will come very soon.
লইয়া ঘরে যাও না হো বাতুল, ক্রমে ক্রমে পায়ের ভব সিন্ধু কুল, মর্কট বৈরাগ্য না করো লোক দেখাইয়া, যথাযোগ্য বিষয় ভুঞ্জ অনাসক্ত হইয়া, অন্তরে নিষ্ঠা করো ভাজ্যে রোক ব্যবহার, অচিরাতে কৃষ্ণ তোমায় করিবেন উদ্ধার।
What was the first line again?
স্থির হইয়া, স্থির, নট রেস্টলেস, ফিক্স ইউর মাইন্ড, স্থির হইয়া ঘরে যাও, ব্যাক ইউর হোম, নাও বাতুল, নট মেকিং ইউর মাইন্ড ম্যাড, গ্র্যাজুয়ালি গ্র্যাজুয়ালি এভরিবডি কে তা across the Bhavasindhu.
Uh-huh.
Morkot vairagya na karo rog dakaiya. You don't see that like monkeys vairagya. To see everybody, oh, I am so much vairagya. Not. Jatajagya vishay bunjo. What you want to maintain your life, that you can take with not attachment, with anasakta. Not attachment in this. You take what you want to live, maintain your life, we shall must take. But not that attachment in this thing. Antare nishtha karo. You must nishtha in your antar. And in the outside you doing everything that I am duty to everybody. Then achiras, then very soon Krishna will be mercy on you and Uddhar, Koriben Uddhar. Krishna Tomai Koriben
Uddhar. What is Uddhar?
Uddhar means taking you. Uddhar means when anybody fell down any oil or anything, then somebody pull out. That is Uddhar means pull out. Means crossing this Bhavasindhu. Then you will take to his. Is low like this. Bindavan dekhi jabe ashiba nilachore tobe tumi ama pas aschi ashio kono chole. Mahaprabhu also saying, when I am now going to Bindavan, then when I shall come again nilachor puri, then you will come taking any chhal means any. Then Krishna, chhal means any. Chhal was in. Chhal means any cause you can come in. That this thing will Krishna manifest your heart. And Krishna, I think whom Krishna kripa. Who, mane, when Krishna kripa mercy will you, then nobody keep you in your in home. Huh. And you can in any tricks. Chol means any trick, any somehow Krishna manifests any trick from your heart, and then that tricks you can come in my and meeting with me in Vrindavan. Now I am going Vrindavan, so you don't fear. You don't doing like a morkot vairagya. You must stay in your home and doing everything, showing that, oh, I am so much Vishoyi, I am now attachment with Vishoyi. You don't fear. To mother and father will be, oh, when he came back again, and mother and father saying, oh, he changed. Now he is doing everything in their Jamindar wars, everything duty, like this. You don't will understanding anybody that you are so much devotion in your house, you are so much earnest, so much utkanta about Krishna. But I inside I doing, because the devotion, it is like a camper that is going. If I show that I am so moved, so masting in it, so that will be like a camper going on, which must keeping in inside. That saying Mahaprabhu, that you don't afraid. That time come when Krishna will be mercy to you, then that time Krishna will manifest your heart any tricks, and that you can easily come home and you go back. That is the main thing, that Nityananda Prabhu, you don't take any shelter of Nityananda Prabhu in the Guru Padma. So mother and father not allow him. Though Krishna will not mercy, Mahaprabhu not fully mercy, until you not taking the feet shelter of the Guru Padma. That is reason why Dhruva, Hari was restless to give the darshan, eager to give the darshan Dhruva, but not coming, because Dhruva not taking any shelter of any Guru. So ask Narad, you go and give the diksha, and then I shall come and manifest with mine. Otherwise, without Guru, if in this world I see that somebody not so much devotee but not taking any really devotee, then I must think he must take or she must take to the shelter in the pastime. If any
That is not going. If any exceptional example coming, then any pure devotee, really pure devotee, doing without taking any guru, that not possible. For the example I am, so I must think that they, he or she must take in the first time, and that is going in the... When we stop the electricity, that fan is
keeps going,
not still going. Yeah. And that in the first time he doing, but not fulfill for some reason. That this time when he burn, and that is going. And that is also, we are taking the Diksha. And Maharaj yesterday told that we must fix and believe, firm faith. When I taking the Sirtar, though I must get the Prem, Krishna Prem, or Radharani, conjugal Prem, must get. And if I not firm faith in this word, that I am thinking, oh, I shall get or not get, that is not doing. You must firm faith. There, in anyhow, I must get in this life or another life and another path, I must get. That is the asa bondo. It must be. If you not faith in Guruji word, anybody, Vaishnav saying that you doing, then really who are doing the bhajan and who not doing bhajan, then they are not. Still, if any man taking self-tar Guruji in pure Roshik Vaishnav, they must be not doing bhajan this life, but that the poison that entered their heart, that somehow that will be come out any time. Any time that we come this life, not after million birth, must be. Any, that must be. Not fair for this. And that is the Maharaj to yesterday told, you firm faith. Maharaj also told that, I am firm faith. Why not? I must get this life, may not, but I must. That is asa bondo. Why we shall disappointed, we discouraged? No, must be always, must. But we doing
asa bondo.
Asa bondo. That is the asa bondo. Asa bondo. If I not that farm pet, Guruji saying yes you can, but I am not feeling. That is not doing. I abhagya woman, another Maharaj word. I, Maharaj told, used to tell that I give you everything, but sadhana doing yourself, practicing yourself. But I not, Maharaj will giving and feeding me, not like that way. I must do something. And when I doing some, then Krishna will be seeing my labor and Guruji will be seeing my labor, must mercy on me. I don't. In my examination, I will not be reading anything and seeing, oh, teacher will pass me. Not possible. I must do something writing. Then they will give a number. Otherwise, I am not doing anything, only waiting the mercy of the Guruji. Doing nothing. And don't believe. Doing what Guruji is telling us that you do. But I shall not do it. Yesterday I am thinking about the we say that we are the in the favor of the Radharani. We don't want Radhi Krishna. Like that. But yesterday I am in night thinking, oh, what Radhani wanted? Radhani is so much love. Always about the Krishna. His Pranath is Radhani. So what is who are the kinkori of Radhani? What Radhani wish? To serve the Krishna? So what is the meaning? But the same thing, going when I thinking that why we are not Radhani, but in the mantra we sing that give the Guruji, that is for the Swarup of Krishna, not Radhani Swarup. Conjugal, but in the Swarup of the Krishna, main, Shaktiman.
Why? Karma Gayatri is all main.
All, main, all. And also Gopi Jana Balsavaya. Mm-hmm. What is that? Is it the Krishna? Why is this gift? Then yesterday night I am thinking, oh, it is true. It is a Radharani wanted like this.